MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Giles Heger, Executive Asset Management at StanLib. Giles, appreciate your time today. A deal announced just last week from StanLib, a strategic partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Before I delve into it, I mean, just for scope of it, JP Morgan is a giant in the global asset management world. I mean, some, what, $2.7 trillion of assets under management. It's staggering numbers.
Hi, yes, Simon, thanks. And thanks for the opportunity to chat. And you're absolutely right. I mean, JP Morgan Asset Management, obviously one of the biggest asset management companies in the world. I think your numbers are about right, $2.7 trillion, around there. But not only that, compared to many others in that sort of size bracket, they're also actually one of the leading active investment managers are generating investment returns, and they're not just a solely an index provider or similar.
Yeah, fair point. Some of those large ones are sort of more sort of the passive, the index trackers. Yeah. The strategic partnership. I mean, what's the thinking behind it? Why important for StanLib?
So, from a South African perspective, and from a StanLib perspective, obviously, the global investment universe is pretty enormous. And at StanLib, we can't be specialists in everything. So like other South African managers, we've always had partnerships of one form or another so that we can provide customers with access to investment returns where we just don't have the scale to have direct expertise. And, you know, a practical example is, you know, we simply don't have a couple of hundred people on the ground in China, as an example.
Yeah.
And what stands out for us of this particular partnership and why this is so exciting for us is obviously, you know, we've just touched on it now, JP Asset Management, you know, one of the best asset managers from an investment performance perspective in the world. But with that, you know, as you outline, incredible depth and reach. But special for us in this particular relationship compared to our other relationships we've had historically, and some of the others that you find in the SA market, is they've really committed to helping us improve our local business, our business of StanLib, and both in our investment capability and in our distribution capability, rather than simply providing us with investment products. And that's really just about, you know, for our investment teams, access to their investment teams, access to their research, access to debates, and similar kinds of benefits in the distribution world to our distribution team.
Yeah, I get that. It brings some world-class skills at the same process. It also comes at an interesting time in the industry. We've seen some local asset managers. You know, we've had the EBSA, Sunlum rather. We've got some other sort of UK operations buying in locally. I don't want to say a shake-up, but certainly a shifting within our local industry.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, there are a few things happening in the local industry. You know, the first is globally for some time now, the decision on whether your focus is niche or scale has been important for quite some time. That's starting to play out in the South African market. And obviously, we've all seen a few people take a view on that. Then I think the second thing that is happening, and it's, you know, it's much like it's happening in many other industries. Investment, generation of investment returns, as we all know, it's part art and it's part science. And the science part has really been evolving rapidly in the last 10 years globally. And, you know, with the development of, you know, things like AI, things like big data, et cetera. And, you know, that's that we think is going to impact the local market in due course as well. And this transaction for us helps us materially with both of those. It really helps us with the scale, but it also gives us access to someone who's made some real investments in global advances in the science part of investments.
Yeah, I get that. And you say that the science, I mean, there's knowledge, there's information as well. Obviously, kind of at the core of it is going to be new products to the market. What sort of products will they be?
So the one thing we're not planning on doing with this is if you like, suddenly issuing a sort of a plethora of investment products.
Yeah, yeah.
The product construct will focus on two things. One is in parts of our international proposition, mm-hmm. we've got some gaps relative to what demand is from the South African customer base. And we need to fill some of those gaps. And some of it is around equity. Some of it is around multi-asset portfolios. But we are two or three portfolios short of what is a comprehensive offering for the market. Then, secondly, the other component that they provide is where we are already managing multi-asset portfolios that include a global and local component. It provides us the opportunity to access some specialist niche investment strategies mm-hmm. at our own Stanlib portfolio manager's discretion. So an example, I mean, we're not planning on launching something right now, but an yeah. example, I mean, that we could put a specific dedicated allocation to active Chinese equities into one of our balanced portfolios, the sort of thing we would have in mind.
So I get you on that. So it's not just going to be, you're sort of going to take one of their products, white label it and sell it in South Africa. It's going to be, I mean, we've spoken around the technology, around the science of investing, but it's also going to be those skills and knowledge they've got. I mean, for example, you know, one of your local asset managers in Johannesburg might feel that they need a bit of extra depth or knowledge in a certain sector, maybe a company or something, and now they've got almost a giant global team that they can tap into.
It's exactly that. And, you know, we've already seen some examples of that in practice. And, you know, probably the two most recent ones that have been really valuable to us, you know, first of all, is chatting to a firm with really deep U.S. Connections to get a better understanding of the unfolding change in new potential U.S. monetary policy mm-hmm. and inflation in that context. And the other thing where the investment teams, some have exchanged information, and I think it's been useful for us to have a global player willing to debate issues with us, is around some of the recent changes we saw in China just over a month ago. Really useful for us to be able to talk to people that are managing money directly on the ground in China and are on a day-to-day basis deeply involved with some of that. So, you know, both of those are practical examples of where it's really benefited us, other than simply providing us with some gaps in our product, which obviously there's that. And in due course also, we are looking forward to making some of their thought leadership, some of their differentiated research insights also available to our customers via events and conferences straight from the JP Morgan representatives.
We'll leave it there. That's Giles Hager, Executive Asset Management, Stanlib. Giles, appreciate the time today.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com. or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.